want an immediate end to the police brutality that our people are confronted by every single day, every single week, every single month, every single year across the land.
Here is supporter Jeff Wilson speaks out.
So we're at the corner of Renfrew and Hastings, October 26th, protesting racial profiling with the Vancouver Police. And why have you come out today?
My name is Jeff Wilson. I'm biracial male. I'm out here to support Jason and his cause, and also I've had personal experiences myself with the cops. And basically, I'm tired of being told that I'm going to go to jail every time I have contact with the police. No criminal record. And I would like to be treated with more respect by the police and not have to worry about the way I look and being targeted in that way by the cops. And I'm actually, from my personal experiences, I'm angry. I'm getting more angrier and have strong resentments against the cops for the way I've personally been treated. And I haven't done anything wrong, basically.
And what kind of message would you like to give out to the Vancouver Police Department?
I would ask them to, there is no harm in treating people with respect. And I treat them with respect. I mean, they're holding the power position, so I respect that. But I'm losing my respect because I feel like in my personal experience, they're abusing that power by using threats. And basically I've been threatened, you know, with jail. So I would like the Vancouver police to treat people with more respect, people in general.
Regina has come out to support Jason Troy. Here she speaks about not only his case, but also racism throughout the Vancouver Police Department, as well as racism throughout society in Canada.
Still at the Hastings and Renfrew in Vancouver, and I'm speaking with Regina. Regina, why are you here today, and why did you figure that you had to come out to protest?
Well, the reason that I came up here is because I am confronted with racism every day here in Vancouver. Vancouver is more racist than Berlin, Germany, where I lived for about 10 years. And I never thought that Canada would have a city like Vancouver that's so-called multicultural and that is so racist. Vancouver is racist. You know, it's a very racist city. And so when I learned of this, I had to come because I'm confronted every day with racism here.
And of course, there's also a protest here against the Vancouver Police Department as well because of the racist acts that took place in regards to Jason.
Yes, I just finished reading the whole documents, you know, and it's clearly that the women that called the police, you know, said that there was a drug dealer, there was a black man here, and that she spoke about drug dealer, you know, in the report that the police look at there, it's a drug dealer, and the man is a very fair, clean, you know, you can only know he's a black guy, you know, if you have been taught how to see a black guy, because he is lighter than me, and I am a very fair skinned mulatto woman, you know. And so it is a case of racism, you know. And the way that the police react, the police had to be riled up by the caller to be able to come here and with guns. You don't come with people with guns the way that the man was. You know, you have to have a very good basis to be able to come with guns and take it out, guns like this. What is happening? That every time that there is a call for police, that there is black people involved, they pull their guns out? Something is wrong somewhere. The other reason that I also came here is because I have learned from CBC. In September, I was listening to the radio in the afternoon, and CBC had sent a reporter to a mock exercise of riot. And the police of Vancouver was having the police from Seattle here to teach them how to deal with riot. And Stephen was the name of the police person from Seattle that was speaking or being interviewed by CBC in the afternoon program. And he said, yes, I was in 1999, you know, Seattle, when in November all the people came and closed down the World Trade Organization meeting. And it was a good thing that we did. We were very good. And now we are teaching the Vancouver police how to deal with rioting and how to deal with crowd problems, etc. Well, my dear, I was there in 1999 in November, okay? And I know that the police was absolutely horrible.
Do you have anything else to add in regards to what the community, different communities as a whole could do, like to get together to keep on working against police brutality?
Well, you know, something is like this. Right now, we have been having the situation with the Woodward Squad. And we also have been having the situation with the Britannia School. The police has been using a lot of brutality and a lot. And brutality is not just because they come and they beat up or whatever. It's also their whole demeanor. They don't come as public service. Providing a public service. They come like thugs. Their behavior, their body language, their attitude is thug, and it is not acceptable. We as taxpayers pay for their wages. This is a public service, and they should deal with us in fairness. And as far as other organizations, yes, we have here the Coalition Against Police Brutality. And we also have the Anti-Poverty Committee that is working with these issues. So as far as the other community organizations, well, many organizations don't want to get involved because they wanted to be in good stay with the government because they get cultural money from the city, they get cultural money from the province, they get cultural money from the federal government. And so it's, you know, they are pimps of the human rights industry, including the Human Rights Commission, that it is, I read this stuff there, it's absolutely atrocious that the human rights didn't find that the man was seen as a threat because he's black and he was there for about 15 minutes, 20 minutes, you know, and so he came from a church meeting, the people in the church told that he had been there, and then he went to a coffee house to have coffee until about 10:30. So from 10:30 to 10:55, you know, when the police came, is you know, wait a minute, you cannot park in a gas station to wait for a friend to come to meet you so as you can go to the friend's house? Well, you know, this is not acceptable, you know. And so I don't expect anything from other organizations in the community.
But what about individuals getting together and working things out, like trying to organize on a grassroots level? Do you see that as a possibility?
Yeah, there is always that possibility. And that's why all of us are here, probably. And so I hope that that comes out, you know. And I also have to tell you that I was a human rights commissioner from the province of Manitoba from 1982 to 1984. And I was really appalled that the commission, the law, you know, is set up to make the commission not effective. And so I don't believe in human rights commissions and all of these things. It's just a smokescreen. And unless the citizens demand something with much more, you know, teeth in it, you know. And I also wanted to tell you that I am concerned because we are becoming more and more Americanized, and the police are being trained to be more and more like American police. And so we are going to have more shooting and more problems because, you know, that is the way that they do things down south.
Thank you very much.
Still not free if you got beef with COPs.
want peace. We want justice. We want respect. We want to carry ourselves with dignity.